Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston in the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Yes.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the coming school year?
One.
Thank you.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes the school your child will attend this coming school year? One of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside Boston, a private school or homeschool?
One of the district public schools in Boston.
Thank you. What is your age?
I am 38.
Thank you. How do you describe your gender, man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
Man.
How would you describe your race?
White.
Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade is your child entering this fall?
First grade.
Thank you. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston school public school system? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school?
B.
Thank you. How about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools?
Probably a C.
Thinking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's done with the Boston Public Schools?
Probably a B.
Thank you. And by the way, I want to thank you for taking your time and answering the survey. We still have a few more to go, so bear with me for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transform the lives of the children, of all children, through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
I would say not too well at this time.
Thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
From a personal experience, very well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, would you say is the parents, the teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group? You can pick up the two.
I would say the students and the teachers.
Thank you. How engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not engaged at all?
Very engaged.
Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
They're up to this point very engaged.
As a parent of a student in the Boston public school system, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The Boston public schools system makes it easier for me to share my concerns. Let me try again. The Boston public school system makes it easier for me to share my concerns. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with a statement?
Somewhat agree.
The communications I receive from the Boston public school system are easy to understand.
I would agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
The Boston public school system makes me feel welcome.
I strongly agree.
My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system.
Oh, I don't know. Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. You could say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree as well, based on your opinion.
I'll say somewhat agree. I really don't know.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. How concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they're at a school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Does your child's school offer after-school sports or not?
No.
Does your child's school offer extracurricular like arts and music or not?
During the school day? Do you know what the intention of that question is?
It doesn't say, but does your child's school offer extracurricular like arts and music or not? I think it could be during or after.
They offer it during, so.
Mm-hmm. Would you say they offer not enough, offer the right amount, or offer too much?
I would say the right amount.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
No.
Does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
For the next few questions, please think about your first child's grade. Your first grade child. Sorry, I'm having problems today. Looking ahead for when your first grade child will attend high school, would you say you are satisfied with the options available to them in Boston public schools or not?
I would say not, no.
And what are the main things that are important to you thinking about a high school option for your first grade child?
It's an open-ended.
Yes.
So thinking about high school for my first grade child, what's important?
What are the main things that are important to you thinking about a high school option for your first grade child?
I would say quality teaching.
Anything else we can add? Got a few.
Yeah. Programs to support extracurricular learning.
Anything else, or would that be okay?
Safe environment. Social opportunities, high level of engagement between the school and students.
Right, so that would be quality teaching, programs for extracurricular learning, safe environment and social opportunities, as well as high level engagement between the school and the students.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Many schools use digital tools in their classroom. Would you consider choosing a high school for your first grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as a state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club?
Yes.
Thinking about a high school for your first grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you're answering, please assume that there is no cost for the new school. It gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere. Do you think it sounds very appealing, somewhat appealing, not so appealing, or not at all appealing?
Not so appealing.
Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects, not just tests.
Can you go through the scale again?
Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
I would say very appealing.
Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them.
Very appealing.
Allows my child to move at their own pace.
Very appealing.
Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups.
Very appealing.
Thank you very much. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at your home?
English only.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, 25 to less than 30,000, 35,000, I'm sorry, 35 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to less than 100,000, 100 to less than 150,000, 150,000 or more?
150,000 or more.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.